open a public hearing on House Bill 2405. And Teresa, you want to?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. Committee members, House Bill 2405 gives the Department of Consumer and Business Services the legislative authority to expand the pilot program of the electronic building codes permitting system to a statewide implementation. The bill outlines the form and format of the system, which you will hear plenty about as the hearing progresses. The bill also authorizes the Building Codes Division to impose a 5% surcharge on permit fees if the applicant decides to do an hourly format instead of the straight permit. A 5% fee will be charged as well. And it also authorizes the division, to reduce that surcharge if they find that the collective fees supersedes the amount needed to implement and administer the program. And there is an emergency clause.
Thank you.
Well.
And this is the only bill we have today, and there's a lot of people that want to speak to it, so let's keep it brief and to the point and try not to repeat one another. And my first two folks I'm calling up, I know this, Representative Gelser and Representative Cameron. Would you like to come and tell us what you have to say today, please?
Thank you, Chair Stoffler and members of the committee, for allowing me to come before you today. My name is Representative Sarah Gelser, and I represent the part of Benton County that includes Corvallis and Philomath. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today in favor of House Bill 2405, which will create a one-stop e-permitting program for the state of Oregon. I felt very privileged to have the opportunity to be a co-sponsor of this bill. I became very excited about it when I learned about it, just coming off of the grand adventure of building my own home, where I became all too familiar with the land of permits and how much time it can take to get the necessary permits. The e-permitting program that would be established by House Bill 2405 would represent the largest regulatory streamlined project for the construction industry in the United States. Allowing the electronic review of plans and access to building permits will save contractors, builders, and consumers time and money. This will have real benefits in my district, where the construction businesses provide nearly 800 jobs and generate over $30 million of Benton County's annual payroll. This program also makes government more accessible and user-friendly. A statewide system will allow access to and real-time communication with the building department from any remote location. In rural areas, this means contractors and their employees can spend less time on the road and more time on the job on the construction site. This flexible, simplified process for pulling permits in rural and frontier areas will make it easier to comply with permitting laws, and this may lead to better compliance and ultimately will benefit consumers by encouraging safer building construction. Finally, while this program will yield the benefits of standardization of permitting statewide, it preserves the ability for individual jurisdictions to set their rates and fees and to collect and manage their local revenue independently. Oregon has a tradition of being the first out of the gate with fresh ideas. Passage of House Bill 2405 would continue this tradition of innovation and creativity. Thank you again for the opportunity to speak to the merits of this bill.
Thank you, Representative. And I just, so everybody knows, Representative Cameron and I spent a lot of nice time with real nice people over the interim discussing the subject, and I just wanted to recognize his efforts. So go ahead.
Well, thank you, Chair Schaffler. Since you know everything about this, then maybe we'll just talk about a beer tax today.
Not in this committee, Representative.
Thank you, Chair, and members of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here. Yes, I did get to spend some time Business and Labor Committee during the interim, and this is a special interim project that Representative and I got to sit in. I think he got to one more meeting than I did. But firsthand knowledge as a business person in the state of Oregon, I think that any time the state can help us as business people with efficiencies in our business, whether that's a remodel project or a construction project, in this case an e-permitting, it's going to be great. I think I can imagine having a plumber come out to my house, and I live 10 miles from Marion County or from the city of Salem. If you're out of the city limits here, you'd have to go to Marion County to get a permit for a particular electrical repair or addition or a boiler, water heater type thing. And imagine if that lady or gentleman could write then on their wireless laptop or their visual aid here, their wireless internet, go right into the internet and pull that permit for that job. Save them a whole lot of time, and obviously for myself, the consumer, and the consumers in the state of Oregon, some money in the long run. And so I think that this is an example of using technology to help us with efficiencies in the state, and it's going to be a long-term project to get to where the next thing I can imagine, and I know we have some places have this ability already, but imagine a fire truck pulling up and having at their fingertips the electronic plans, because they were submitted electronically of any building in Salem or downtown Portland, because those things are within a system that they can access and get before they even go into the building. So I think this bill has a lot of good merits, but the main thing is it's going to help business, it's going to help labor be more efficient in the state of Oregon, and I would encourage your support, and I thank you for the opportunity to open this up today.
Thank you. Any questions for our esteemed colleagues today? Very good. Thank you very much. All right, then. Corey Streisinger and Mark Long, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Corey Streisinger, Director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services, and with me is Mark Long, Administrator of our Building Codes Division. And I'm very pleased to be here today to ask for your support for House Bill 2405, which is a priority for us in the department, a priority for the governor as well. As I think you're all aware, regulatory streamlining has been something that we've been working on for quite some time, along with many of you. In the governor's first executive order, he asked all agencies that regulate businesses to look for ways to make it easier, cheaper, and quicker for businesses to do business with government. And we in DCBS have had a leading role in that initiative and have been working hard on particularly one area, looking at technology tools to make it easier to do business with us. And our Building Codes Division has been a leader in that area, and we're very excited to be here to talk about this next initiative to really take Oregon to the next level. I think we have been recognized nationally for our efforts in this area, and this will continue Oregon's role as a national leader in how to make permitting much more convenient and much more and facilitate it at a whole different level for Oregon's construction industry. Like any big technology project, it's one we don't go into lightly. We've spent a fair amount of time at the department looking at how we can do this and how we can work with local jurisdictions to be sure that, in fact, we can deliver the product. We believe we can. We're looking forward to getting started on it. I'm going to ask Mark to talk about the program in a lot more detail, of course, and then both of us will be happy to answer questions. Mark?
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Mark Long, Administrator of Building Codes. We are a division within the Department of Consumer and Business Services. You should have in front of you a packet of materials that we provided, just to give you some background. During the interim, as the Chair indicated, we spent quite a bit of time studying this effort, and I want to talk to you today about our efforts in the past, what we learned last summer, and then what this bill does and what we hope to accomplish. You'll also hear later on in testimony a national perspective about Oregon's efforts and what other states are doing and how they're looking at Oregon's efforts on regulatory streamlining and e-permitting. You'll hear from our consultant who worked on the report itself and provided the information to the division, to the interim committee. And then we have a brief demo of one of the particular important features of our system. And I hope that you can hear from stakeholders as well. In the material, again, you just have a brochure that talks about the program, a press release talking about what we've done and how this incorporates with regulatory streamlining, and then the executive summary of the report, and should you find it necessary, a full copy of the report itself that goes into quite a bit of detail. The goals with this program are to enhance the state's competitiveness, expedite the building process, and demonstrate that Oregon is open for business. I think that most contractors you'll talk to will tell you time is money, and that they would rather spend time constructing buildings than working on paperwork and standing in line purchasing permits and whatnot. We believe this system is going to help us accomplish that. A little bit of history. E-permitting in Oregon related to construction goes back to the 2003 session, where we worked with stakeholders on Senate Bill 713, and then in the 2005 session on House Bill 3097 to create a pilot program where we looked at limited permits, ones that don't require plan review, very simple things, water heaters, branch circuits, small installations. We worked with six jurisdictions in the metro area originally piloting an e-permitting portal system that routes people to the proper place. In that last session, we were given the authority to expand that program statewide, and we've now brought that to 11 jurisdictions throughout the state. Since May of 2005, we've issued 7,500 permits through this limited system, and about $750,000 of revenue contractors have paid using the internet and using the system that the state has put up to route them to the particular jurisdictions. What we need to do is make the system fully interoperable and available to do all building transactions electronically, including plan review, including scheduling of inspections, including paying for permits, including getting data, including a whole bunch of things that we're going to share with you today. As we mentioned, we did conduct the feasibility study, and you'll hear more about that from our consultant. But another thing that I think that you should know is Oregon received a grant from the federal government this last year to also further expand our efforts on e-permitting, because we're going to talk about how it's important to Oregon, but it's also important nationally, and it's important regionally to make sure that we streamline our regulations. Folks come in from other states. There's regional projects that occur, and we think that Oregon is well positioned to help not only here but on a regional national basis. Our legislative concept, House Bill 2405, is designed to offer a full range of services to local government. It's really, you're trying to leverage the state resources and purchase a system that may not be available individually to the 130 different building departments that are out there, and allow for customers to have a menu of choices of services and electronically through the state. As we mentioned, there's a foundation. We think that we spent quite a bit of time through our pilot efforts going back to 2003 and then the 2005 session, and now with our feasibility study to lead us where we are today with 2405. And we think that we've done the work and the background, developed the relationships with local government, our stakeholders, to bring this forward to you, and are confident that we can implement this over phases. And I think that that's an important piece to understand. You do have 130 jurisdictions out there. They all have individual needs, and there's not a one-size-that-fits-all for any particular local area. And so what we've proposed through this bill and through a lot of our background work is something that is flexible, that can be customized to the individual jurisdiction, and that recognizes that there's different levels of needs and different levels of services out there. And we think by providing it this way, there are plenty of benefits to local government. When you conduct transactions electronically, that obviously provides for better customer service, but allows you, as a government agency or a local government entity, allows you to really focus on higher level customer service problems. So instead of spending time moving paper back and forth, you can spend time helping customers understand what the regulations are, getting them through the system, make it work faster, better, smarter. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but this is a 10-year effort with multiple phases. We are identifying in the first couple of years to get 20 jurisdictions up and running, and then different jurisdictions every month until we get all the way through the state of Oregon. There are plenty of different things that we have to do in that effort, and this bill provides for that through the funding mechanism on permits. This is something that industry, that we work closely with industry, and we believe, and you'll find out, are supportive of that surcharge increase to bring this statewide e-permitting to Oregon. Also in my packet, you'll see there's a PowerPoint presentation. You'll hear about what customers have been saying about e-permitting, contractors, consumers, front counter folks. We've heard from everyone to the highest official within a building department to the permit tech about how wonderful this is to allow for electronic transactions, because they don't have to read try to determine the legibility of a permit application. It gets you to the right place, the right time, the right information, seamless, and it shares it in all areas that you need to send information out for different levels of approval. So that's kind of a quick overview from the department's perspective on what we're trying to accomplish with House Bill 2405. As I said, we have other folks in here that are going to talk to you about the national perspective, kind of what other states are looking at, what's going on, and our consultant itself, and then we'd like to do a demonstration for you. So before we get into that, Mr. Chair, are there any questions of Corey and I?
Mr. Chair. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. I've had just a little bit of information on this, and I am big on this kind of making it easier type of effort for all concerned. But let me go back to a fundamental question that I have. In House Bill 2405, the only thing that statutorily you need to do this is, or am I wrong, is there other statutory need that you have, is the section on defraying the cost of this through a charge. The rest of this you could do without statutory change, could you not?
Let me take that.
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Representative Berger, yes, essentially. We're also, if you look in here, it gives us the ability to work on, I think, what's called form and format to make sure that the business practices are consistent. We need the ability to do that with our local government partners. And then there's one other key piece that's in the bill, and that is there are many things that come up, frankly, that prohibit electronic transactions of documents, whether it's building permits or anything else. And there's a particular provision in here, and if you give me a second, I can point it to you. But what it does, it allows us to proactively, through the bill, address potential pitfalls. As an example, let's say there's a requirement, I'm making this up hypothetically for the purpose of illustration, that you have to notarize a particular document. That's awfully difficult to transmit through an electronic system. Let's say that there's an electronic signature requirement in some permit piece somewhere. That makes it difficult to transact electronic permit. So we need that piece as well to address those particular areas. And we thought about going through the laundry list of where they might be contained in all the different building codes and all the different standards, and we thought as soon as we identify a list, we're going to miss one. And as soon as we go to implement, we're going to tell some customer, oh, because you didn't have this stamp or this signature, you can't submit your information electronically. So the bill also gives us that ability to do that, and I think that's a key important feature.
Yes, Representative.
One more quick question, because I'm new to all this. Never had a, having built a house like Representative Gelser. As I read the section of the current statute, this, what I understand is that you've got a 2%, a 4%, and now another 5% cost structure for various costs. So you're just adding another to what's already there. Is that my understanding of how this works?
Chair Rosenberg, that's correct. There's an existing mechanism for collecting surcharges through local government onto the state, and we do collect some surcharges currently.
And to the contractor, Mr. Chair, I just want to understand how this works. Then that's on top of any local fees that are imposed on these permits.
Mr. Chair, Representative Berger, this would apply to the local permit. So if the local permit is $100, then the surcharge would be tacked onto that $100 at a percentage basis.
Of that $100?
Yes.
Thank you. That helps me.
And those rates change depending upon the permit and the type of building.
That helps me.
Very good. Anybody else? All righty then. Thank you very much. And I'd like to call Bob Wibble, please. I hope I pronounced that right. Wibble.
Chairman Schleffer, members of the committee, my name is Bob Wibble. I'm the director of the Alliance for Building Regulatory Reform in the Digital Age, and we've been around since, actually in different versions, for about 10 years, working on regulatory streamlining and the building regulatory process at the national level. Our partners include the National Governors Association, U.S. Conference of Mayors, National Association of Counties, American Institute of Architects. In the prepared testimony, you have a whole list of the 38 national organizations that belong in our group. I'm not going to read my testimony, but I am going to touch on some of the highlights of why, at the national level, there's great interest in what you're doing in Oregon. Oregon has been a model of each of the steps you've taken in regulatory streamlining over the last 10 years. This includes beginning with your identification of the key stakeholders, bringing them together in the public and private sector, and identifying what are the regulatory barriers to more effective and more streamlined building codes administration and enforcement in the state. And indeed, when we started putting out national models, that stakeholder collection and holding it together was one of the first models we provided, because there are many jurisdictions that have not done that basic homework that is the foundation of where you are today. In 2002 and 2003, we issue an annual report to the nation's governors and to the mayors and the counties on streamlining, and we do it on a CD-ROM, trying to be IT formatted. And we included in that the work that you had already done in terms of the Tri-County Service Center out of the greater Portland area, and also the work you were doing on simple permits. In 2004, we took some of your model legislation that you had done in terms of doing the regional pilot study and issued that nationally. In 2006, again, in our CD-ROM with the governors, mayors, and counties, and in two other major publications, a guide for elected officials that's this thick in terms of streamlining, and a guide for building departments on streamlining, we issued great detail about where you were in the process of the e-permitting system. Especially, we were able to gather, by that point in time this summer, your landmark study that you'll hear about a little bit later in terms of the e-permitting system taking it statewide. Why is there interest in this? Why is this indeed a national model? What Oregon has done from the very beginning of assembling your stakeholders and working with them every step along the way is something that most states and localities have failed to do. And then they've also are all facing the same problem that you have faced up front. No elected officials getting elected saying, I'm going to increase the size of state government and we're going to take longer to do everything. You've got business that wants speed to market. In the computer industry, the average market cycle is about 18 months for a product, and it's life before they put out another product. If you're building a regulatory system, slows that down, so you've got to take a 2 to 3 year cycle to get permits to build a building, you've lost the industry, they walk out of the state. Here you've worked with your stakeholders, including Intel and other organizations, to say, how do we speed up the process? Two major reasons other states are looking at this is there are about 26 states that have uniform statewide building regulatory systems that are preemptive of local government. Many of them are looking for what is replicable. What can we do? We can't reinvent the wheel. Every step along the way, you've given them a piece of information that they can use and not have to reinvent the wheel, so that jurisdictions are able to share information. They'll be able to speed that permit process, and you'll create greater uniformity in your codes administration throughout the state by the mere fact that everybody's using the same processes, rules, regulations, and procedures. The other area is the area of natural disasters. We've got some major lessons from Hurricane Katrina. States that have a uniform statewide code need to find some way to speed recovery. Department of Commerce has a major statistic that you've probably already heard, that the average small business inside a state will fail in 2 to 3 weeks if they're closed for that period of time. Having an online uniform permitting system available throughout the state means that that part of the state that's been hit by a disaster can have those permitting services provided by the part of the state that indeed has not been hit or so damaged. We have been talking with some other states sharing information. This model that you have in front of you, your e-permitting system, has had 23 states contact us and say, how can we learn more about what Oregon is doing? And of those states, it includes your neighbors in California and in Washington State, that have said, if we had a major level 9 earthquake in the Pacific Northwest subduction zone, how could we recover and help our jurisdictions come back up into construction faster. And one of the areas we pointed out to them is have a uniform online permitting process in the state, which then leads you to be able to do some of the other things that, that Mark was talking about in his testimony of being able to do maybe later on online plans review and assistance statewide. I came here today from being in Baton Rouge yesterday with the Louisiana State Uniform Construction Code Council. They are putting in place their first statewide building code. In the state prior to Katrina, about half of the population was covered with the building code, and of that half, only about half of those departments were actually doing inspections. Most of them were issuing permits and collecting money. As of January 1st, there is a uniform statewide building code, and they've mandated that every jurisdiction have a building department. Well, you can imagine the scramble they have trying to come up with how do we put in place a system that's going to be uniform statewide. They specifically asked me to spend time working with your agency here in Oregon to share your experience with them. And we're going to be building them an information technology roadmap to help them work through the process of putting in place the very system at, over a course of time that you indeed are putting in place now. Those are the major reasons why this is being monitored very closely, and we're reporting it back through the Governors Association, U.S. Conference of Mayors, the National Association of Counties, and sharing this information. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair Schaffler, thank you. Mr. Is it Wimble?
Weibel.
I'm conflicted by your testimony. It's very flattering to know that you're way out in front and a leader. But in a global economy, when you're always looking for an edge, are you sure you want to share your edge with everybody? That you can take it for the joke that it is. But on the other hand, I'm also happy to know that in some way we can help our neighbors and friends in Louisiana who have been so devastated. So this is a very nice testimony, and I appreciate what you're saying.
If I might add, the Office of Homeland Security in California specifically has been asking for information about your statewide e-permitting systems, because they recognize if they have the big one, they've got a major problem in terms of recovery. And they do not have the same uniform statewide preemptive code that you all have. So they actually are beginning to say, are there some things statutorily California should do in order to better prepare for major disaster recovery, which they have not heretofore done. There is the possibility in the future of linking e-permitting between California, Washington, and Oregon, so you have a mutual support in the event of something that is indeed a regional-wide disaster.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Well, I just want one comment. The people of Oregon watch carefully, too, because we've had a couple systems that were purchased and put in place in this state that it didn't work.
Yes.
And personally, I'm more concerned about that. But now that all these other nice people are watching, it's just more pressure on Mr. Long to get it right. So thank you for your testimony. I really appreciate it.
If I might add, Mr. Chairman, that's one of the things you have done right. You're doing this very deliberately. Mm-hmm. You're planning and you're studying. My concern with Louisiana is they've got this sense of we're going to throw money at it. And we're trying to say, no, wait a minute, this is a 10-year process, folks. Mm-hmm. You've got to phase it in. And that is indeed what you're doing, and that's admirable.
All righty then. If there's no more questions, Mr. Weibel, I appreciate you coming. Thanks. I'm going to call up John Natford, please. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman Schaffler and members of the committee. My name is John Natifort for the record. I'm the president of Willamette Consulting. We're a local IT and management consulting firm. And I'm here to provide information about our report and to ask for your support for House Bill 2405. In the summer of 2006, the Oregon Building Codes Department contracted with Willamette Consulting to evaluate the feasibility of a statewide e-permitting system. And I'm here today to talk about that report, and I understand you have a copy of it at your disposal there, and answer any questions that you have. I'd like to start off talking about our process. At first, we determined the requirements for jurisdictions for an integrated full-service statewide permitting system, and we did that by a jurisdiction building official survey, and out of the 93 distinct building jurisdictions, we got participation from at least 90 of them in our time frame, and were included in the appendix of our report. We also held 4 town hall meetings across the state to talk to building officials and get their input in a live setting. And we produced an IT survey to ask the jurisdictions about their technological support that they could provide this project. And we went out and reviewed best business practices from Oregon jurisdictions as well as nationwide best business practices for building permit management, and did a survey of the software companies that make commercial software for this industry and talked to them about the features of their systems and how they would be able to support this kind of an effort. Next, we identified and evaluated software options to meet the requirements that we came up with. And the possibilities that we had were a public-private partnership, so entering into with a private company to build a system and somehow share revenue, as is done in some other kinds of systems for government. We looked at some transfer systems from other jurisdictions and tried to see if any of those would fit. And we identified several, including one up in Seattle. And we also looked at the possibility of an open source community where we would help create a community of interested building officials nationwide that would contribute code and ideas to an open source product that the state would manage and be able to deploy. And the third option was a commercial off-the-shelf option. There's several large companies that build systems, of course, that are some of them which are deployed in jurisdictions around the state. And we talked to those companies and evaluated those commercial off-the-shelf options. The last thing we had to do for our report was to provide an implementation plan, and the implementation plan that we suggested was the one that I think we're hoping to follow now, and that would be to select a solution. The next step would be to further standardize although the building code is standardized now, which is a great stepping stone into this process. You couldn't do it without having a standard building code, but some of the business practices that the jurisdictions do around the building code have some variation and could be standardized further to take advantage of best practices. We would build the solution out and deploy it after we selected the software, and then a 10-year period of rolling out to jurisdictions. What our findings were, We found that the most feasible option was a commercial off-the-shelf option. It best met the requirements that we developed based on the jurisdiction's input. It had the lowest risk of any of the solutions. It provided implementation and benefits sooner than any of the other solutions, which would have taken longer to build and deploy. And it better leveraged best practices and the experience of the industry. And I think we've already talked about many of the benefits. Many of the folks before me, I had a list of all the benefits in the study that I was going to talk about. And since Representative Schaffler encouraged no duplication, as people said it, I was crossing them out. So I'm down to just a few. And one is that a benefit would be to consolidating the location information that's now in assessor's offices statewide, and there would be some jurisdiction and statewide benefit for consolidating that information. the ability to pool inspectors. We talked about during our town hall meetings the fact that during emergency and peak building periods, many jurisdictions don't have the specialized type of inspector to make all the inspections that they need. And so with a statewide system that scheduled the inspections, you would be able to share those building inspectors, and perhaps the jurisdiction would charge the other jurisdiction or somehow. We didn't really get into that too much, but if there were building inspectors that were needed in another jurisdiction for an emergency purpose or an overflow purpose, that would be available and easily done with a centralized system. And the other one that hadn't been talked about before, no, has been talked about before, excuse me, is business continuity support. So I won't go into that one too much. We did recommend, and finally, in our study, that the state should go forward with this project and procure a commercial off-the-shelf system to do it. And I'd be glad to help to answer any questions.
Any questions? Well, Mr. Netford, it looks like you did a pretty good job of it. So thanks a lot.
Thanks, sir.
I'd like to call Royce Tremmel, please. Mark's coming with you, I guess.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, again, Mark Long. I'd just like to introduce Royce Trammell with the department. He has served with us on our pilot project and been instrumental in the e-permitting effort, and just the final part of our presentation to you about this bill covering the department, the national, the consultant, is just a very quick demonstration of one of the important features of the statewide e-permitting system. So, Royce.
Thank you, Mark. Chairman Schaffler, representatives on the committee, I appreciate the effort that Mark and Corey have put into leading this project. I'm excited. As an IT project manager, I work for the Department of Consumer Business Services. Mark said on the e-pilot project, I was the lead IT project manager on that project. And Mark wanted me to point to one of the key features of the new system, which will be to allow contractors to quickly and easily find which jurisdiction to go to. That may not have been addressed earlier in the testimony, but that is a key thing that is difficult for contractors now to accomplish. So I'm going to do a little PowerPoint slideshow up here on the side. And just on the slide there, you'll see that there's a number of issues that this system will address. On occasions, we have streets that are running through different jurisdictions. A single address may be covered by more than one jurisdiction, and we have cities and counties covering sort of each other's areas based on just the address, the city name and the address. So it's a little sometimes confusing, and so this system will help solve that problem. And the next couple of slides will show that in a little more detail. Here's two blocks in the Portland area. It runs into the Milwaukee area. The first block is handled by Portland, even though some of the middle group of addresses there you can see actually say Milwaukee on them. They're actually, the permits are issued by Portland. The second block is where Milwaukee takes over. One more. The next slide shows that in this case we have two permit types issued by Clackamas County for a single particular address, and we have the third permit type, mechanicals, handled by the city of Canby. And this issue isn't just related, relegated to large metropolitan areas, but this also in rural areas, there's also an issue with city boundaries. Contractors have to keep in mind, you know, where's that boundary when I'm driving down the road? You know, where does one jurisdiction stop, the other one take over? And so this shows that for this area in Medford, you can go up to this point on this one little street, and it's inside city limits. And can you imagine trying to keep track of that, and also annexations that occur? It's difficult for contractors. In fact, when we were over at Seaside presenting on this system, they were very excited. The staff over there was very excited because one of their office staff says every time I get an address for a permit that's on the border of my city, I need to go down the hall to look at the map to see if it's inside or outside the city. And invariably, when I go down the hall, I get stopped, and I have a 10 or 15 minute conversation with somebody about something that has nothing to do with my business. So I'm delaying somebody by 10 or 15 minutes almost every time. So I'm really excited about this. I want this to move forward. One of the other advantages is having a single system will allow contractors to just learn and know and have a password for one system. So that's, you know, that's a key thing. You all use the internet and have to remember all those passwords for all those different things. So this will help with the learning process and also being able to have consistent look and feel to things. And the last thing is the data, the information, the statistics that can be available and gathered together on a statewide level. It's not currently very easy. I don't even know if it's possible, Mark, to do some of this stuff now. But this is available, would be available both at a statewide level and at a jurisdiction level. City of Portland, like this showing the online sales from the current permit pilot project for the whole last year, can get a very detailed breakdown of the types of permits sold, and which allows you to do a lot of planning for your inspectors and also project revenue, that sort of thing. I think that's all I have. Appreciate your time. Take any questions?
Representative Holby.
Thank you very much. This is a great project. As you know, we've listened to this in our during the last session. And I'm curious, of the system that's up and running now, are all permit types able to be done through this e-permitting system? Or are we still at electrical and plumbing? What about the rest of the construction industry? When will we be expecting to bring them online to this great system?
Mr. Chair, Representative Holby, the answer to the first part of your question is it's still limited, and that becomes our difficult job for us to try to explain the difference between what we've been doing for the last couple of years and what we want to do for the future. And so our efforts to date have been limited in particular jurisdictions and only available to those electrical, plumbing, and mechanical permits. And the reason why it's limited is because anything that requires some other type of authorization, whether it's a plan approval or a coordination with another city or county service, whether it be potentially land use, environmental, those kinds of things, can't be done through our current technology that we're offering to local government. That's why House Bill 2405 is important, is to bring it to all services, to all builders of structures, structural, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, allow for the electronic submission of plans, allow for all the different services that a builder would need to go through that single state system. So that's what we're trying to accomplish with 2405.
Thank you.
Representative Berger.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, this is a quick question. In the universe that you're actually creating, not sort of uniquely, the consultant clearly said an off-the-shelf software system is what you're looking for. Is there anybody that can handle this big of a thing? Are you going to have a lot of options on looking at off-the-shelf?
Mr. Chair, Representative Berger, we believe so, and there's probably others that can speak better to the options out there. But essentially, you know, on a national level, and probably here in Oregon, what are the 4 to 6 different main types of systems that are provided? And what was recommended was a commercial off-the-shelf system. That's why between the phasing points, the cafeteria approach, kind of menu of options, and buying a proven system that already exists, we feel pretty comfortable with the representative's comments that we're going to be successful and able to implement this type of system. We're not going to go out and build this ourselves.
Well,
we're going to use something that's already out there.
Mr. Chair, I think you misunderstood my question. Are there a lot of options to purchase? I mean, how many off-the-shelf commercially available software systems are there that would meet the kind of criteria we're looking for?
Why don't you go ahead and give them a review?
Chairman Schaffler and Representative Berger, the consultant helped us look at three key vendors that have a presence in Oregon as well as in national. And there's a lot of installations of these particular vendors, and I can mention the products, but suffice to say they have a lot of experience with a lot of different situations, although they are at a specific city or county level. And generally, we did discuss the issues with bringing that statewide with them. They're aware of those issues and have responded and affirmatively said that they felt comfortable dealing with those different things, and they do have a lot of different modules or options within their software packages that we would look at how we can bring all those and make those services available for the jurisdictions that want them.
Thank you. Any other questions for now? Alrighty then. Thanks, guys.
I have one last thing, if I could indulge you. One thing that was pointed out to me is that we need to clarify, you know, the bill in the last section gives us the permission to assess up to a 5% surcharge, but we have budgeted and committed to our stakeholders and to everybody, and I feel comfortable on the record saying that the surcharge will be 4%. And I think that's an important distinction to know, and I apologize for not clarifying that earlier.
Very good. All righty then. Thank you. Well, we're finished with our planned invited testimony, and I'm going to be calling folks up, and you have a lot of representation of a lot of good organizations here. But I beg you to let's keep it as brief as possible and get all your information and your talking points in and not repeat things that unless you absolutely have to feel compelled to repeat it. Okay, so I'm going to call three folks up, Frank Wall, Bill Cross, and Stan Heil, please. I don't want anyone to think I don't want them to talk. I just, you know, we're... Oh, yeah, go find Bill. Thank you. Mr. Heil.
Chairman Schlossner.
You look ready.
I'm Stan Heil with Heil Electric in Portland. I'm also a NECA contractor, National Electrical Contractors Association contractor. And I'm here to just testify on the continuing efforts we have of making our pilot program that we have in the Tri-County area in Portland go statewide. It's important for us to standardize our business practices. It's important for us, especially contractors such as ourselves that work in the eastern Oregon area, southern Oregon, on the coast, and up, in, of course, in the Portland area, to be able to tie these areas, all of the areas of our activities together, standardize procedures, make it easy for us to even assess what jurisdiction or whose jurisdiction we were operating in. Earlier, they did give you demonstrations of certain addresses on one side of the street. We've taken out permits and thinking we were, say, in Lake Oswego, only to find out maybe 3 or 4 days later when we've got hundreds of feet of trench open that we're actually working in Tigard. And then we ended up going to Tigard, and it gets slapped back at us, and we actually find out eventually that we're actually working in Lake Oswego. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we've gone through all this oscillation, sending checks back and forth. It's been real chaos. This is a very large step forward for us in terms of our businesses, in terms of our business practices. It saves us money, saves us time, and we think it saves the jurisdictions a lot of time and money as well. Gives them the records that we've talked about. It's very crucial, I think, for the expansion of business and the business services in the state of Oregon. I think those are most of the areas that we've already talked about. I can only speak about personal experiences with the thing, but most of the things that you've heard already are absolutely true. Most of the problems we've had are absolutely true, and we feel that this is a big step forward in solving the issues of doing commerce and construction, getting jurisdictions involved in the permitting and the inspection of our projects, and making life a lot easier for us in the construction industry. Thank you.
Alrighty then. Thank you. Mr. Wall, please.
Yeah. My name is Frank Wall, and I'm the Executive Director of the Plumbing and Mechanical Contractors Association. Our members are signatories with the UA Local 290, and thank you for letting me address you today. The PMCA represents over 200 plumbing and mechanical contracting companies in the state of Oregon, and these range from 1 to 2 person family plumbing companies to large mechanical contracting companies who employ hundreds of individuals. Now, HB 2405 would be a benefit to all of our members, and it's really rare in my association when we can get plumbers and mechanical contractors to agree on something, so they all love this. So I'm just going to talk today about the there are obvious reasons why our large contractors would like this, because they're already high tech, they're streamlined to the system. But to us, the 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 family plumbing company who sits there where the father and the son or the daughter are working on a job, and then they come home and they have to send one of them down to the office to wait in line for a permit, really is a stress and costs them a lot. This system allows them to access 24 hours, weekends, evenings, and it's a real valuable tool to our smaller members. The system also gives you approval right away. So, again, we might not be having our smaller people with laptops, But there still is a time issue for quick approval in emergencies if someone's water heater goes out or something that's in a crisis or you have the ice storm. We can actually serve our consumers a lot better. So not repeating anything else, our association is in complete support of this bill, and we ask you for your approval.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
My name is Bill Cross. I'm representing the... I don't know if I should use the mic. It says don't move.
You can go ahead and move it. That's fine. There's some crackling. There's an issue with the mic, but you should be okay.
Again, my name is Bill Cross. I'm representing the Oregon Building Officials Association. Almost all of the 130 jurisdictions that have assumed building inspection and programs around the state. And as Mr. Long has pointed out, a number of our members have been involved in the initial e-permitting phase that the building codes has been developing. A number of our members participated in some focus groups, and we have we're very supportive of the concept. We're very supportive of moving forward with this. We, as Mr. Long probably pointed out, have jurisdictions all over the map. Some of the larger ones do already have e-permitting, very complex e-permitting programs. Other smaller jurisdictions don't even have a program to track inspections. So we'll need to work, obviously, with the agency to try and embrace those kinds of differing needs that the jurisdictions will have. We do have, and I think that's a good reason why it's voluntary, to help move our jurisdictions there. Those that are already up and running can interface with this as the software is developed that can, interact with the different existing programs, and then for those jurisdictions that don't even have a program, this will be a great opportunity for them to get electronic processes in their jurisdiction. We do have a couple of what I would call technical issues that we want to discuss with Mr. Long. I won't even raise them at this point in time, but we're very supportive of the concept.
All right, are there any questions? Well, thanks, guys. Let me see. Brian Krieg and Jeff Dean, please. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you, Chair Schaffler. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Brian Krieg, and today I'm representing the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association and the Sheet Metal Workers International Association. SMACNA and SMWIA support this measure. We've been involved with it since early days on it. Four key things that e-permitting will do. It will provide our industry certainty, uniformity, speed, and documentation. Those things will make us more efficient, and if we're more efficient and are able to do a better job, faster job, it's going to help Oregon's economy, because we're going to be able to have an advantage in building projects here, whether it be residential, commercial, or industrial. That's my testimony.
Very well. Sir.
For the record, my name is Jeff Dean. I'm the Director of Government Affairs for Associated Builders and Contractors. I just wanted to come down here this afternoon and express ABC's support for this program. It's fantastic. Rarely when I get on the phone and I call our members do I find something that everybody likes so much. It's just a great asset to business. The only people who don't use this are the people that are not doing business in the area where it's available. So we're certain if it gets expanded, it's going to be a hit. People are going to love it. I did want to say we did want to clarify, and Mr. Long came up and clarified this, that in the discussions with the CPAC industry, the industry council, it was agreed upon that the surcharge would be 4%. So we do want to get that on the record. But other than that, we love it. We support it.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions? All right. Good job, guys. I'd like to call Mark Landauer and Lori Graham, please. Oh, I guess Mr. Landauer is just leaving you out there on your own today. So
you know, Commissioner Leonard is in the building. I thought maybe he may come over and testify to this, too. He's not gracing us with his presence today.
Representative Schaffler, I'm not sure Commissioner Leonard knows I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Chair Schaffler, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to appear before you today regarding House Bill 2405, which would expand the scope of the Department of Consumer Business's electronic permitting information system. For the record, I am Lori Graham. I am a senior management analyst with the City of Portland's Bureau of Development Services, and I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak before the committee today. City of Portland first likes to express our general approval and support for this process. We were one of the first jurisdictions to use the current pilot project, and of the, I believe Mark said, about 7,400 permits that have been issued over the system, almost 5,000 of those have come from our jurisdiction. We support the concept, and we are always looking for ways to make the system, the permitting system, streamlined. It's important for the city, it's important for the state, and it's important for our business partners. We also understand the need for consistency in streamlining all processes that you can streamline. We're very pleased that the system will be optional, and the reason that is because many jurisdictions have a variety of systems that cover some things and don't cover other things. For example, our system covers a variety of electronic permitting options, but we don't have plan review. And so it will be nice, if we're able to develop that ourselves, to be able to incorporate the state system plan review piece into our system. And it is for that reason that the way that, the new system will interface with existing systems and those systems that cover land use issues, transportation issues, and all of the other things that make it critical for a building program to operate, because it's not just the building permit, it has to talk to all of those things. To that light, we would like you to consider adding additional language to the bill that would talk about the interoperability of this system with not only existing permitting systems, but also those other items that a builder or a contractor faces when they are getting a permit for their project. Thank you for the time. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
I just want to say we were in the work group sympathetic and understanding to communities that have some kind of system going right now, and we did not want to come and say, well, you got to throw that one out and buy this one. Obviously, we don't want to do that. And it is very deliberate, and we are going to move very slowly and hopefully get us all on the same page eventually. So, and Mr. Long, I believe, is going to come up and address any questions at the end, and he can gladly speak to that at the end as well. So,
well, Mr. Chair, Mark Landauer with the Office of Government Relations. We'd just like to commend Mr. Long. He's been very helpful to us and very cooperative in understanding our concerns. I know that his intent is to work with us to address the concerns, and I'm sure that through the discussions as this program evolves, we'll be able to have a fruitful discussion in the end. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. All righty then, and I have one more person, Greg Miller, please. And does anyone else want to testify to this today? Otherwise, Greg will be our last witness. So, all right, Mr.
Thank
Miller,
you, Chair
please.
Schaffler.
Thank you.
Members of the committee, my name is Greg Miller. I'm with the Associated General Contractors testifying in support of the bill today. In addition to all the reasons mentioned previously, the AGC represents a lot of members who are in rural areas of this state. This bill will allow them to get online, obviously, and get their permits without having to travel long distances to building headquarters to get these permits. So just want to get on record, good bill. Appreciate all the work that Mark and his staff have done to include the industry in crafting the legislation, and thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Miller today? All righty then. Very good.
Thanks
Greg. All right. Well, if no one else is compelled to testify today, Mr. Long, you want to come up here and address anything you heard in the testimony today that we need to hear about? Please.
Sure. Again, for the record, Mark Long with State Building Codes. Just one thing. couple things for the committee to consider. We recognize that, again, a one-size-fits-all approach isn't going to work. We've understood that from the beginning, and that's why we've taken a slow approach. In the first couple years of the project, we are going to have to, and I don't want to bore you with all this, but we're going to have to establish consulting contracts, meet with user groups, define best practices, develop model methodology incorporating best practices, develop statewide address gathering information, conduct an RFP and purchase the system, install the initial system, test the system, hire the staff, train jurisdiction staff, and then begin to expand it statewide. Part of that's going to include a series of work with various committees and stakeholders, so we feel pretty confident that working with all the jurisdictions, we can address the concerns that have been brought forward through our project IT committee and our steering committees, which they'll be a part of as we go through it. With that, I'd be happy to answer any other questions that may have come up since I was originally here.
All right. Representative Esquivel.
Yes, thanks for your work on this and everyone that's helped on this particular project. I think this is a great step in the right direction. I want to say in Medford, we had a system similar to this. I don't know if it was workable with the state system or I'm not sure, but I think we've been doing it 4 or 5 years, maybe?
Chair Schaffler, Representative Esquivel. Medford has one of the more robust systems in the state as far as electronic features, and they're also one of the partners in the pilot program as well. So we have attempted to bring the state services, and I think one thing that is another benefit, and I think other folks talked about this, this is about bringing state services and the best services you can to all areas of the state. It doesn't matter whether it's Portland or Pendleton or Pilot Rock or the Medford-Jackson County area or anywhere. And that's the way we've set this up. And we're working to make sure it's available in all areas.
Representative.
Paul, and I get a kick out of it, hopefully someday we'll be able to have a universal building code within this state. Because every time I hear that, I just grin. Because every community in Southern Oregon, it's like you went to a different code from each municipality. So hopefully someday we can stitch that up.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, Representative Esquivel, we think we've got the code book handled, but we do have people in the system. And so we work hard on that. And hopefully you heard today, Oregon, we have a lot of work to do, but we're quite a ways ahead, and we're pretty proud of the efforts that we have in the state and the work that you've done and that we've done and the stakeholders have done, because when you get outside of our borders, we hear even worse stories than what you may be experiencing.
And just in case anyone's listening, this committee definitely appreciates and recognizes the uniqueness of every community in the state of Oregon, and we will continue to do so. Anyway, any other questions today for Mr. Long? Alrighty then. Well, thanks a lot. Unless there's any more comments, I'm going to close the hearing on House Bill 2405. And before we go, Friday, February 2nd, I believe, the Emergency Preparedness Oceanic Committee is meeting in Lincoln City on a Friday. And I'm on that committee and I'd like to go. And what I would like to do, if the powers that be agree with this, is move our Friday hearing to Thursday morning, if you all can do it. If you can't, then we're going to have it on Friday. But if we can move it to Thursday, then you all can have Friday afternoon off, or do other more productive things. If you're willing to do
Friday,
it.
Friday, if you aren't here,
we're not going to have. I will be here. I just won't go to Lincoln City.
Okay. What
Thursday.
Time?
Next Thursday.
If you can.
What time?
It'd be from 9 to 11. If we can.
No, Ways and Means.
Yes.
So
we're not voting on
anything.
No. Have we closed the hearing?
No, we haven't. No, we're still open.
I could, but I'm not going to because I'm that way.
Because you're so controlling.
Yeah, that's
He's
right.
Controller.
So,
because you're so controlling.
Mr. Chair, if it's okay, if you can let me know what your schedule is Thursday morning, that would be great.
I understand. Otherwise, we will be meeting on Friday afternoon.
So we have rules, though. So.
Thursday,
oh no, that's right. That's Friday.
It's just go find out if you can. If you can't, it's okay.
Now, are we on for this Friday?
The first.
For
Thursday, February the 1st.
Because I know we canceled a bunch of stuff.
But not till 11.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's just something to think about. Let me know. Let Teresa know. All right, and if there's nothing else for the good of the order, we'll be adjourned.
For the good of the order.